Klaus flipped to the index, which I'm sure you know is an alphabetical list of each thing a book contains and what page it's on. Klaus ran his finger down the list of the C words, muttering out loud to himself. Carp Cove, Chartreuse Island, Cloudy Cliffs, Condiment Bay, Curdled Cave. Here it is, Curdled Cave, page 104. Quickly, Klaus flipped to the correct page and looked at the detailed map. Curdled Cave, Curdled Cave, where is it? There it is. Violet pointed a finger at the tiny spot on the map, marked Curdled Cave. Directly across from Damocles Dock and just west of the Lavender Lighthouse. Let's go.
Go? Klaus said. How will we get across the lake?
The Fickle Ferry will take us, Violet said, pointing at a dotted line on the map. Look, the ferry goes right to the Lavender Lighthouse and we can walk from there.
We're going to walk to Damocles Dock in all this rain? Klaus asked.
We don't have any choice, Violet answered. We have to prove that Aunt Josephine is still alive, or else Captain Sham gets us.
I just hope she is still, Klaus started to say, but he stopped himself and pointed out the window. Look!
Violet and Sunny looked. The window in Aunt Josephine's bedroom looked out onto the hill, and the orphans could see one of the spidery metal stilts that kept Aunt Josephine's house from falling into the lake. But they could also see that this stilt had been badly damaged by the howling storm. There was a large black burn mark, undoubtedly from lightning, and the wind had bent the stilt into an uneasy curve. As the storm raged around them, the orphans watched the stilt struggle to stay attached.
Tafka! Sunny shrieked, which meant, we have to get out of here right now!
Sunny's right, Violet said. Grab the atlas and let's go. Klaus grabbed a lachrymose atlas, not wanting to think what would be happening if they were still leafing through the book and had not looked up at the window. As the youngsters stood up, the wind rose to a feverish pitch, a phrase which here means, it shook the house and sent all three orphans toppling to the floor. Violet fell against one of the bedposts and banged her knee. Klaus fell against the cold radiator and banged his foot. And Sunny fell into a pile of tin cans and banged everything. The whole room seemed to lurch slightly to one side as the orphans staggered back to their feet.
Come on! Violet screamed and grabbed Sunny. The orphans scurried out to the hallway and toward the front door. A piece of the ceiling had come off, and rainwater was steadily pouring onto the carpet, splattering the orphans as they ran underneath it.
The house gave another lurch, and the children toppled to the floor again. Aunt Josephine's house was starting to slip off the hill.
Come on! Violet screamed again, and the orphans stumbled up the tilted hallway to the door, slipping in puddles and on their own frightened feet.
Klaus was the first to reach the front door, and yanked it open as the house gave another lurch, followed by a horrible, horrible crunching sound.
"Come on!" Violet screamed again, and the Baudelaires crawled out of the door and onto the hill, huddling together in the freezing rain.
They were cold, they were frightened, but they had escaped. I have seen many amazing things in my long and troubled life history. I have seen a series of corridors built entirely out of human skulls. I have seen a volcano erupt and send a wall of lava crawling toward a small village. I have seen a woman I loved picked up by an enormous eagle and flown to its high mountain nest. But I still cannot imagine what it was like to watch Aunt Josephine's house topple into Lake Lachrymose. My own research tells me that the children watched in mute amazement as the peeling white door slammed shut and began to crumple as you might crumple a piece of paper into a ball. I have been told that the children hugged each other even more tightly as they heard the rough and ear-splitting noise of their home breaking loose from the side of the hill. But I cannot tell you how it felt to watch the whole building fall down, 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 and hit the dark and stormy waters of the lake below.